As the blessed rose of light speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty I'm presence to draw forth from the central sun its mightiest love to enfold her and to thank her for all that her love and her healing power has done for those under this radiation. Beloved ones of the Golden Heart, in our service to mankind, and the radiation which we offer for the freedom of life, I want you to feel yourselves dwelling within its reality and feel the surge of its power flow through you to your victorious accomplishment. When you understand that within the heart flame is the boundless power of the universe, concentrated and focused in a flame which you can direct into outer physical conditions, then we wish you to understand that as you call forth the victory, authority, and power of the Great Command, know it always as the Great Command within the heart flame of life, for there abides the will to do only that which is constructive and to use the unlimited powers of the universe in outer action to more quickly accomplish that which needs to be done. And in the great healing that mankind requires, it is in reality only a continuous purifying process. And regardless of what is wrong, the victory of what is right comes only from within the heart center of the sacred fire. And that is the powerhouse of the great miracle love and life from the great central sun. The unfed flame in your heart, having come forth from your electronic presence and higher metal body, is still an extension of that heart flame of life from the great central sun. And you in reality are its remote control of conditions in this world. And you can draw forth as much of its power as you require to control conditions in the physical world that otherwise seem insurmountable. If you can but realize it, and that means to feel it. You must know it intellectually first, and then there must come, through your attention upon it, there must come the flow back into you of its increasing power. And as you feel that reach to a certain point, it will surge at your command into outer conditions and correct them more and more quickly. So often mankind think that solving problems is going to bring them happiness. I only wish it would. For heaven knows, mankind has solved problems throughout the ages, and still they are not free. It matters not what you do in the physical world, my dear ones, unless you do it harmoniously and with the command that that energy be kept pure and qualified with the harmony of our love. The presence cannot use that energy toward your ascension, nor toward the ascension of the world. The ascension can only be accomplished by harmonious energy. And so, when things become a struggle, it is the very problem itself reminding the outer self that there is not enough of the God love from the central sun in and around the problem to solve it. And if you want the healing power that assists others, then that great central sun love must increase within you, and it increases by your conscious use of it. For as more of its energy flows, there comes the feeling and the power and the conviction within you that it is all powerful to change every condition that is wrong into that which is right. We have healed and healed people through the centuries by the millions, and they go right out and get sick again, showing that unless they will let that fiery love from the heart of the great central sun come into themselves and expand through the physical form, the healing is not permanent. And so, dear ones, if you can keep before your intellect the reminder that everything you do all day long, you're using God's life, the energy of life, to do everything. And unless you keep it qualified with the love that draws you to your ascension, well, then you're not moving to the ascension. The outer world is drawing you here. It's the problems and the struggle and the limitations that are holding the energy of the outer self into that discord, when it should be allowed to be free and lifted into connection with the fiery love of the great central sun that will bring back more energy into the outer self. Now, you maintain, if you want your mastery, your command that the human shall not live in you or your world. When you use the word shall not, it is a cosmic command, as the mighty Saint Germain told you. And so if you are determined to not have anything but the perfection of God in you, then you must order out of your house, I'm speaking of the body as the house, every inhabitant that is undesirable. And you would be surprised how many inhabitants there are there. We call them human creation. But you'd be surprised how many things there are that have no business to be within you. And so, if you want to be rid of them, you order them out into the violet flame. And then you demand the fiery heart of God's love. Now mark you, the fiery heart of God's love come into your body and dwell within it as master there forever. And you will find it has something very tangible to do with your ascension, as you have desired it. And so, as soon as you order out of yourself and your world that which is undesirable to God, then you demand the fiery heart of God, God's love from the great central sun, to come into you and be the master authority and power in everything you do, you will find it just surging and growing brighter. Things will be easier. And you will have more and more fulfillment of your calls. And the first thing you know, you will look back and realize, well, where have the problems gone? You ordered them into the violet flame. And that violet flame is part of the fiery love of God's heart from the central sun, established in this world as the mercy and the divine compassion of the forgiving love from the central sun. So no matter what seems to be a problem, no matter what seems to be the responsibility that still has to be carried, I tell you, you will carry it 1,000 times easier as you demand the fiery heart of God's love come in you and through you and around you and make your world the heart world of God's great fiery love. If your world is the heart world of God, then I assure you, there will be nothing there but the sacred fire of that love, which is all, contains all, and gives all constantly. It doesn't just give and then stop. It is ever surging to pour more of itself into your outer use, ever with the love that lifts you to greater accomplishment, to greater heights of freedom, to greater illumination, and to the greater use of the infinite powers of creation. And I assure you, just as surely as you have a head on your shoulders this moment, that when you open yourself and demand the fiery heart of God's great love in the central sun to come into you and blaze through you its dominion in this world, you will find resistance has gone down and delay will dissolve and opposition will fade out and problems will be no more. There cannot abide in you and your world problems and this fiery heart of God's love at the same time. For if you fill yourselves with the fiery heart of God's love in the great central sun, it will fill you with itself. And it is master wherever it abides. And if it comes to dwell within you, then the occupants of the house must be consumed. If people would only realize how simple it is to turn to that mighty I Am presence above you and to the great central sun and ask it to fill you with itself, with a fiery heart of the great central sun's love that cannot create a shadow of distress, but is ever expanding perfection with the limitless powers to do anything you want to do constructively. It is but a matter of loving your presence and loving that central sun that you may give it the current of your own life on which its love comes back to you and it brings itself into you. And the more you can feel and see and know and be the great fiery heart of God's love in the great central sun, the easier will your ascension be attained. the more marvelous will your experiences become, and the more powerful will you become to assist others. Then, in whatever you do in the physical world, you will not only be raising yourself toward the ascension, but everything you do will raise the rest of mankind to their ascension and the earth itself. And you will be giving your presence, your own life, by which it helps you to ascend. If you're going to come into our octave, you have to have the fiery heart of God's love in the great central sun to draw you up into our world. And you have to have the enfolding love from one or more assisting ascended masters to be the protection around you while your mighty I Am presence draws you into its heart forever. So it matters not whether it be the healing of the body, or the healing of the mind, or the healing of the world, or the healing of the nation. It matters not. There is nothing supreme but that fiery heart of God's great love, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. And if you only have enough of it, if you will only let it come in and fill you with itself, you would scarcely have to think of anything you desired and hold the picture for a moment, and it would manifest to you. And I tell you, it is worth every effort you will ever make to become aware of this and to use its power by consciously remembering to call it into yourselves, and then let it go forth to bless the world. The world needs the fiery heart of God's love more than mankind need air to breathe or food to eat. This world does not need one thing except the fiery heart of that love that is all of all perfection everywhere in the universe and has created it and sustains it and is its ever-raising presence. So, beloved ones, each one of us has tried each night to bring you a different concept of the glorifying power of that love. And if you can only realize how tremendous it is when you begin to use that power, you will wonder, how could it have ever been to ever stayed in the shadows of human distress or struggle when you have but fill yourselves with the fiery heart of God's great love in the central sun, to have its presence acting in you to perfect you and through you to perfect your world. Oh, we do not mind coming to you and saying these things again and again and again. We are so happy to do it. But, oh, blessed ones, we want you free sometime. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, dear hearts, we know that you want your freedom, but you do not want it one millionth part as much as we want it for you. Because we are already free. We feel that freedom. We are that love. We know what it contains. And we want you to have this greater joy and this greater mastery for your greater happiness. So we, having become that, do not leave one moment unoccupied in order to bring to you the fullest realization from day to day that you can accept, until all of a sudden the surge comes with a desire for that fiery heart of God's love to come to you. And when that desire is intense enough and you reach to that magnificent presence in one flash, it can enter in to the outer self and make it what it ought to be to more easily attain the ascension. We are trying in every way possible to awaken within you all the desire to attain your ascension the most wonderful way possible. And the only way that that can be done is by acknowledging yourselves as the fiery heart of God's great miracle love in the great central sun that has come into you to abide on earth until it expands to the place where the earth can no longer hold you. Then you are master of it by the sacred fire you have called forth into yourself. And that is why the blessed Saint Germain told you, life is ever surging to pour more of its perfection into outer manifestation, ever with that lifting process, which is always inherent within itself. That lifting process, that expanding power, is that fiery love from the heart of creation that is the God heart of the universe. And do you know, beloved ones, you are a duplicate of that in miniature in this world. As above, so below. So all that is there, you may draw into yourself. And that presence, ever growing greater, is ever ready to pour its greater love into you with the power that makes you its sun presence, its heart presence. Everywhere you move, until you too pour forth whatever lifts the rest of life to freedom. It is the most wonderful expanding activity within the sacred fire, and its power can become so terrific in and around you while yet unascended that wherever you abide, it will teach mankind the truth of this law and will give them the courage and the strength to make the application and give the obedience by which they too can attain the same perfection that you express. So you are really obligated to be that example to the rest of life in order to arouse the desire, awaken it within mankind, to reach up and become free by the power of that fiery love that is the very source and heart flame of freedom itself. Then your example to the rest of the world is irrefutable evidence of the eternal truth and the power that you can draw by conscious command When you know your mighty I Am presence and understand what its great word I Am means in the universe and the violet consuming flame that is love's own mercy and divine compassion to life. As you go forward, as you desire healing, as you dwell within the conscious memory of this night and hold the picture clearly of the fiery heart within you, of the great miracle love in the central sun, you will see the flame of that heart many times within you and pouring forth its love around you. You will simply dwell within the peace of its presence, Almighty. This great God presence of life is a great deal nearer to you all than you ever understand. It is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. It is ever yours, as free as the air you breathe, to draw into yourselves the very mastery from the heart of the universe, that by use you may make it a magnificent power in the physical world to command what you will, and it must appear, and mankind behold the fulfillment of the law. So as we go forward, we will try and keep you reminded from day to day of these magnificent powers from the heights of creation that will come into you and do for you what nothing else will do. So in the healing heart of that fiery love abides everything that you require to purify and strengthen the outer self, to raise it constantly till that hour when, with one burst of its magnificent love, you arise in the arms of the higher mental body without ever knowing anything but just the expansion of that love. And you glorify the very atmosphere through which you pass as its light arises and the higher mental body takes possession of its own. And until then, you can be the healing presence to all wherever you abide. And it will be just like God's hand that says to the human turmoil, peace, be still, be thou no more, for God is in command. May I make you feel that tonight with every atom of my heart, until you know God is in command wherever you abide, because the fiery heart of God's great love in the central sun is ever pulsating through you its expanding sacred fire, and it commands and commands and commands until all is swept by its glory into the perfection of our octave. May you feel it within you and give it unconditional freedom through yourselves as you go forward and realize that the perfection in the heart of the sacred fire lifts from mankind the distress, the problems, and the shadows of human desire. When you really desire the fiery heart of God's great miracle love in the great central sun, to come and dwell within you. You will have no struggle with human desires. There just will be no more. Or you will have come into the eternal divine desires of that perfection of life which forever holds command. May all the glory that it contains enfold you now and lift you into the enjoyment of using its powers until you throw the door wide open into the sunshine presence of that love which is all of everything you could ever desire. Just know that it is ever active with ever expanding perfection and offers to you the glory of itself that you may be free. For freedom is your destiny. I'm the fiery heart of God's love in the great central sun is the powerhouse on the way and means by which you fulfill your destiny. Then you become the law itself of that fiery love. Wherever you pass by, you establish perfection that brings joy to the universe and beauty and happiness ever abide within you. And wherever you abide, your world becomes the victory of its presence. May you dwell in it from tonight, in thought, in feeling, in spoken word, and hold the picture clearly within your consciousness that the fiery heart of God, in the great miracle love of the great central sun, has come to abide with you, and in you ever rule with power, infinite, supreme, invincible. May you feel the glory of your divine inheritance, your divine destiny, your divine power, of that fiery love from the central sun that knows naught but eternal perfection. May it lift you beyond every limitation and take you forward tonight, forever, eternally, invincibly, gloriously free. Thank you with all my love. Beloved Rose of Light, thank you for your love tonight. Ever abide with us till our ascension is complete. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly when that limitless outpouring of such invincible fiery love from the heart of the great central sun, that God's great fiery heart ever abides within and rules all around us until our ascension is complete. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the fiery heart of your own love and make it manifest everywhere to all wherever we abide. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. And to you, beloved Rose of Light, thank you for the light of your love, and we thank you forever for your encouragement tonight. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your fiery heart on that great miracle love from the great central sun, the sevenfold flame of your own heart's love. Make it forever blazing in through and around us And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the fiery heart of God's great miracle love from the great central sun, abide everywhere until it has perfected all and raised all into the victory of the ascension for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged to the one mighty stroke of the great fiery heart of God's great miracle love from the great central sun that blazes its power in eternal command and shuts off everything from this world that is not that love for eternity. And may all behold it as the fulfillment of the law. May all who govern the cosmic crystal cup flood forth everything it contains to the hands and use of those in this radiation. Expand without limit, it covers the earth to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end do we serve till it is manifested everywhere for eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the fiery love of God's great cosmic heart in the great, great silence to come forth everywhere into America, the heart of the world, and blaze that sacred fire that compels everything of the shadows, annihilated forever.